In the management of hard exercise or people with heart problems, congestive heart failure, which can occur at young ages as well as it's quite common at old ages, it becomes very important to check people's potassium levels, other mineral levels, because bad things can happen. Boy, I could see using it in triathlons and mountain climbing and other quasi-aerospace activities. The Abbott Corporation does make a handheld testing unit that takes some blood, and it uses reagent packs. So if you pay enough money, and that's what they use on the space shuttle. And so there are rapid testing facilities, but they do require taking blood and paying for reagent packs. So they haven't reached the point where we can use them. I had done experiments with industrial potassium detectors in using saliva in the mouth. Though it was difficult to have a lot of certainty, and there were a lot of outlier measurements, and it depended on what you ate, and it was clumsy interacting with people to try to get the samples. So I wasn't very happy with that. There is, however, a method which I have done utilize the laboratory, where you scrape your tongue and you send the cell, or your lip, and they send the cell, and they analyze the electrolyte levels within the cell, and that is pretty darn good in the sense that anyone can send the cell, and then you're measuring what's in the cell, which should be better because it's even more important than what's in your plasma, because they've shown a good correlation between the lip cells and your heart cells, which is usually the cell that you're really worried about, because your heart's ticker is a kind of a battery that depends on these electrolytes, including potassium. So that looks to me like the true fast way to do a quick check without invasively taking blood, which makes it easier for other people to do. So you'd have to have a spectrometer and be able to do those tests, and it would be quite rapid. Unfortunately, the doctors are not used to seeing the information from an intracellular, from the levels within the cell. They're used to seeing plasma levels. So if they're not educated or they're not confident in it, even though it's really good, they're not going to accept it because it's an alien test. So definitely a big part of the challenge would be to translate the results or show them separately or together to show this is how we got it, and we extrapolate serum levels could be modified in some way to achieve some result. Definitely challenging, but there, once again, the technology's there. There's a laboratory that does it. Can be done. It would be rapid. It would be better. Like everything, in a question of investment, publicity, education, and all these barriers that we face that are different than the idea that we just don't know how to do it. So I think it's an exciting route, which does, you know, essentially what Theranos wanted to do in and failed miserably because they really didn't have a technology. And so I really like this technology. It's obscure. No one seems to be interested in it, but I think it's a really good solution.